Track 44.
Welcome to the latest episode of Film Finest with me, Liz O'Donnell. The films I'll be reviewing in this episode are What Happens in the Night, the new horror film by acclaimed director Jan de Nieuwburg, and Happy as Larry, a new romance comedy starring Harrison Wyatt and Sonia Smith. Let's start with What Happens in the Night. Set in a small town in the 1950s, this film tells the story of two boys who are lost in the forest. The film has the feel of a comic book, as it's shot in black and white with occasional shots of vivid colour. De Nieuwburg, the director, said he wanted some elements to stand out, and he has used colour to do it. I would say quite effectively. He claims his inspiration for the film is his own experiences growing up in 1950s rural England. Living near a local wood himself, he often heard noises in the forest and imagined stories of what these noises could be. In fact, he still finds forests quite scary. This film is certainly memorable. What Happens in the Night is a film that will scare you. I wouldn't say it's the best horror film to come out this year, but it's certainly shot beautifully and it's not hard to follow. So, unlike some recent horror films, you don't have to sit in dedicated concentration for 2 hours trying to keep up with a complex plot. An enjoyable film, I would give it 4 stars. In Happy as Larry, Sonia Smith and Harrison Wyatt play two people who fall in love but cannot be together because of their families. It's the latest romance comedy film to come out of the Preston Studios, and they're expecting big things from it. The build-up to the film has certainly been epic, with gossip about both co-stars in the papers. Rumour has it that Smith and Wyatt aren't the best of friends. In fact, on the set, they barely spoke to each other. I have to say, though, this doesn't come across in the film, and they look like a great couple. Happy as Larry is a move away from the usual films Sonia makes. She is better known for her roles in action films, but she has shown herself to be a capable comedy actress. However, I'm not sure this is the finest film to do it in. I'm sure both men and women alike can get something from this film, but the romance angle is overplayed and the laughs are few and far between. If you want romance, this film is fine. But if you want comedy, I would recommend seeing something else. I would give it 3 stars. Now, there are some new video releases which we are going to be talking about in the